It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State public health leaders say a federal program has been able to get COVID-19 vaccines to people in all of Colorado's long-term facilities. That includes 88% of residents and 66% of staff. Scott Bookman helps lead the state's pandemic response. He says the state hopes to do more vaccinations at those facilities, especially among staff.
This is critical to maintaining that immunity in these facilities, and so we are working aggressively to ensure that we have the highest uptake in the staff possible.
Through the pandemic, those over 70 have accounted for the highest number and rates of death in Colorado. Nursing homes were hit by a surge in cases last fall. There's more on the latest phase of the state's vaccine rollout at CPR.org. Colorado's early childhood educators with bachelor's degrees earn 26% less than elementary school teachers. A new early childhood workforce index shows Colorado's progress on boosting compensation has stalled. UC Berkeley's Caitlin McLean says more public investment is needed.
We have to stop treating early care and education as just a private service and expecting parents to foot the bill. We need to treat early care and education like we do education for older children.
The report shows wages for child care center directors have dropped 3% since 2017. Art exhibits around Denver during March focus on photography. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
With help from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Colorado Photographic Arts Center is making March its month of Photography Denver Festival. The event will showcase works from 500 artists at more than 100 exhibits and events at over 60 museums, galleries, and other spaces across Metro Denver. Photos will be on display virtually, outdoors, or on-site. 30 exhibits will shine a spotlight on the works of Colorado-based photographers. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.